Okay, let's just unpack this right out of the gate. If you sell on Etsy, a massive update just dropped. You can now upload up to 20 photos per listing. 20.
Yeah, which is a lot.
It is a lot. But I want to clarify something right off the bat, because if you think this is just an excuse to make your shop look, a little prettier, you are walking straight into a trap that will absolutely kill your organic traffic.
Oh, 100%. It's a survival thing at this point.
Exactly. So today, we're basically acting as your personal e-commerce consultants. Our mission for this deep dive is to figure out why your shop's traffic might have suddenly dropped off a cliff recently. And more importantly, how you can use this 20-photo update to unlock a massive organic sales boost.
Right. And to do that, we are analyzing a really comprehensive stack of sources today from Online Sellers Hub.
Which is great stuff.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're looking at their strategy guides, some deep dive algorithm breakdown reports, and actual real-world case studies. So, this is highly practical, immediate data on how search engines are actually behaving right now.
Right. And what the sources show is that throwing 20 random unoptimized pictures into your listing and just, calling it a day completely misses the point.
Oh, completely.
The platform isn't asking for more photos just to give buyers more to look at. The algorithm is changing how it fundamentally processes your entire shop based on those images, which makes me wonder if the algorithm is no longer just reading the text in our titles, how exactly is it looking at a photograph?
Well, that is the core shift we need to talk about. Etsy has recently deepened its back-end integration with Google.
Okay.
Specifically, they're utilizing Google's Vertex AI and Gemini models.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
To put that in plain English, Vertex AI is essentially this massive supercomputer architecture designed to identify the complex relationships between visual images and human language.
Right.
What this means for you, the seller, is that the platform has officially shifted from being a traditional text-based search engine to a quote-unquote vision-based machine learning algorithm.
So external AI tools are literally indexing product listings visually now.
Yeah.
They were seeing the product geometry, like the lighting, the setting, rather than just scanning the title for a specific keyword.
Exactly. They are processing the pixel data to understand the context. I mean, historically, a search algorithm just looked for a one-to-one match, right? You typed blue ceramic mug, and it just looked for a listing where the seller literally typed blue ceramic mug.
Right, just matching words.
Right. But now the vision algorithm is trying to understand the aesthetic. It recognizes the rustic wooden table the mug is sitting on, the steam rising from the coffee, the morning sunlight coming through a window.
It's like we've all been relying on legacy SEO,
Yeah.
which is basically like using a flip phone to text every possible synonym for a necklace into a title.
Yeah, pretty much.
And suddenly the market is upgraded to a smart camera. The system isn't just looking for the word blue anymore, it's interpreting the vibe. And the consumer psychology data from the sources really backs up why they are making this massive infrastructure change, doesn't it?
Oh, the numbers are staggering. They really explain the urgency of this shift. According to the research from Online Sellers Hub, 71% of Gen Z users now trust visual discovery over traditional text-based queries.
71%, that's huge.
Yeah. When younger demographics shop, they aren't typing highly specific mechanical descriptions. They are searching for an aesthetic. Furthermore, 61% of shoppers report finding Pinterest's visual search engine more accurate than Google's traditional text search for finding what they actually want to buy.
Wow. So the consumers have basically abandoned the text box.
Pretty much, yeah.
They want to upload an image or click an image and say, "Find me more things that feel like this,"
Yeah.
which means the opportunity here is just massive.
Yeah.
The sources note that if you can adapt to this visual language and optimize those 20 photos correctly, sellers are seeing organic traffic boosts of 25 to 40%,
Exactly.
and conversion rates are jumping by 18 to 28%, all entirely organic with zero ad spend.
Zero ad spend. But introducing this incredible AI technology creates a very dangerous friction point for sellers who aren't paying attention. The algorithm wants to categorize your product visually, but AI is not perfect.
Right. And this leads us to what the sources call the AI trap.
Yes.
Because if we have 20 photo slots now, and a seller just dumps 20 photos into the listing without providing any underlying data, what does the AI do? It tries to guess, doesn't it?
It does. It has to guess.
Yeah.
When you upload images to Etsy now, there is a backend field for alt text, alternative text used to describe the image data.
Okay.
If you leave that field blank, Etsy's default computer vision AI steps in and auto-generates a description for you based purely on what it thinks the pixels represent.
And it is notoriously bad at understanding human emotion or context.
So bad.
Let's walk through this incredible real-world case study from the sources because I think it illustrates this perfectly. There is a seller offering custom embroidered linen napkins.
Right.
It's a beautiful high-end product.
Mm-hmm.
But the seller leaves the alt text blank. So the default AI scans the image and literally tags the back end of the photo as, and I'm quoting here, two linen napkins with embroidered portraits, Mrs. B and Mr. B.
Which is, I mean, it's a factual interpretation of the pixels.
Right.
But it is a complete failure of e-commerce strategy.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because think about what a shopper is actually typing into a search bar or the semantic vibe they're looking for. Nobody wakes up and searches for two linen napkins with Mrs. B.
No, never.
They are searching for a solution to a problem.
Yeah.
They're looking for, you know, custom embroidered engagement gifts or white large napkin for bride or premium bridal shower embroidered gifts.
Exactly. We can boil this down to a very simple rule. The default AI describes what the item is. Your job as a seller is to describe what the item does for the buyer.
Oh, that's good.
The default computer vision completely fails to capture buyer intent. It misses the target audience and the occasion entirely. It is describing literal objects in a vacuum. If the AI simply categorizes your shop as a place that sells random pieces of white cloth, it will never put you in front of a highly motivated buyer who is searching for a luxury bridal shower gift.
So the fix here is what the sources call semantic alt text.
Yes.
We have to manually optimize the alt text across the different photo angles in those 20 slots to teach the AI what the product actually does.
Right. You are feeding the AI the context it desperately needs by mapping the visual vectors to semantic nodes. You don't just paste the same keyword into all 20 photos.
Okay, wait.
You map out hidden long-tail keyword entry points. Taking the napkin example, for angle one, the photo and the alt text focus entirely on weddings. Angle two's photo and text focus on anniversaries or couples. Angle three focuses on styled table decor for event planners.
Ah, I see.
You're teaching the machine learning model that this single product intersects with multiple high-value buyer intents.
Hold on, I'm a little confused here.
Yeah.
If I tag a picture of a plain white napkin with the phrase bridal shower gift, isn't the AI going to penalize me for keyword stuffing?
Well,
because the AI can clearly see there is no bride, no shower, and no gift wrap in the photo. It just sees a napkin.
Right. But that is exactly why semantic alt text is different from old school keyword stuffing. You aren't lying to the AI about the objects in the photo. You are providing the semantic context for those objects.
Okay.
Vertex AI is smart enough to cross-reference millions of other images online. It knows that high-end embroidered linens are frequently purchased as wedding gifts.
Right.
By explicitly providing that context in the alt text, you are confirming a relationship the AI already suspects. You are basically saying, yes, your visual assessment is correct, and here is the specific human occasion this visual belongs to.
Wow.
It rewards you for completing the data picture.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. But here is where it gets really interesting, but also a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
If I'm a seller listening to this, I'm probably pulling my hair out right now thinking, I barely have time to make my actual products, pack the boxes, and answer customer messages.
Oh, absolutely.
How on earth do I have time to style, light, and shoot 20 distinct, perfectly contextualized photos for every single listing in my shop? That sounds like a full-time photography job.
It does. And the operational bottleneck is the primary friction point for most sellers right now. Trying to physically stage 20 unique photos per item is just unsustainable for a small business.
Totally.
However, the case studies from Online Sellers Hub highlight a very specific data-backed workaround for this. They suggest utilizing pre-made mock-up templates to bypass the need for a professional camera setup entirely.
They mentioned a specific resource for this, right? The 1,000 plus Etsy listing mock-up templates bundle.
Yes, that's the one. It's available through their hub for $14.88. And analytically speaking, this is an incredibly practical operational shortcut.
Right.
By using high-quality digital templates, a seller can easily and professionally fill all 20 image slots. You simply drop your design or your transparent product image into pre-lit, pre-styled digital environments. It solves the volume problem instantly.
And beyond just saving time, using those templates actually solves another huge metric the algorithm is calculating in the background. the vibe score.
Right. The technical term is aesthetic consistency. When the computer vision AI scans your shop, it is calculating your visual authority. If you are taking photos on your phone in your kitchen, then some outside on the grass, and some in a dark bedroom.
It's just visual chaos.
Exactly. You are feeding the AI 5 different lighting styles and color temperatures. The AI becomes confused. It cannot confidently categorize your shop's aesthetic baseline.
Right.
By utilizing consistent digital mock-ups, you maintain one signature color palette and lighting style across all 20 photos and across your entire shop.
That is so smart.
The AI immediately recognizes your store as a cohesive professional brand, which mathematically increases your visual authority in the search results.
Wow. And I want to enthusiastically stress here that this strategy is not just for people selling personalized wedding gifts or flat items like art prints. Mm. The visual search revolution applies equally, if not more so, to highly visual niches.
Dante.
We are talking jewelry, clothing, vintage finds, and absolutely print on demand. If you are running a POD shop, utilizing mock-ups to achieve that aesthetic consistency and pairing them with semantic alt text are your absolute lifelines in this new algorithm.
Because the AI does not care what physical category your product falls into. It only cares how efficiently it can process the visual data and categorize it for the end user.
Okay, so let's walk through the next logical step. A seller listening to this takes action. Your photos are perfectly optimized. You are using beautiful, consistent mockups to fill the 20 slots. And the AI is reading your semantic alt text flawlessly.
Right.
You are getting traffic. But what happens when that buyer actually clicks the listing and wants to customize an order? Because the AI can't read a photograph to know the buyer wants the letter S embroidered in blue thread.
Mm.
How is the algorithm handling the actual transaction data?
That is the critical pivot from the front-end visual search to the back-end data structure.
Huh.
Getting the buyer to the page is only half the battle. Etsy has recently rolled out a massive structural update to how listings handle personalization, and it directly ties into how their AI evaluates your shop's overall health.
We are finally moving away from that single messy little text box. The old system was just a nightmare.
A total nightmare.
A buyer would dump a paragraph of confusing instructions like, "Hi, I want the name Sarah, but make the S loopy. And actually, can it be the blue from the third picture? Thanks."
Yeah, exactly.
And then you spend 3 days messaging them back and forth just to figure out what they actually want to buy.
It was incredibly inefficient for the seller, but more importantly, it was entirely unreadable for the machine learning models. To fix this, Etsy introduced up to 5 dedicated personalization fields per listing. The new structural features include separate, defined text inputs, strict drop-down menus where you can force up to 30 specific options.
Oh, wow.
So the buyer has to explicitly choose a color or a font, and a game-changing file upload feature.
That upload feature is huge for custom shops.
Mm-hmm.
Buyers can now attach up to 10 images at 100 megabytes each directly at the checkout screen.
Right.
They just hand you their custom art or pet photos right at the point of sale. But let's look under the hood here. Aside from saving the seller a massive headache, why does the algorithm actually care if I use drop-down menus instead of a text box?
Because it is all about feeding clean, predictable data blocks into Etsy's natural language processing engine, or NLP.
Okay.
NLP is the AI component that reads and categorizes text-based data. When you utilize structured drop-downs and dedicated fields, the NLP perfectly understands the exact variations and customization limits of your product.
So using the old single text box is basically like dumping a pile of unmarked random books in the center of a library and asking the AI librarian to sort it all out.
Yes.
It takes massive computational effort. But using the 5 new drop-downs is like handing that same librarian books with the Dewey Decimal barcodes already printed perfectly on the spine.
That is an excellent way to conceptualize it. Algorithms are inherently designed to conserve processing power. The system rewards you with visibility because you saved it the effort of trying to parse unstructured human rambling.
Right.
If you stubbornly stick to the old single text box format, the NLP cannot read the context of your listing's variations. When the AI is confused by your back-end data, it suppresses your products in the search results to protect the buyer experience.
And this back-end data compliance doesn't just impact organic search. It directly dictates your ad spend too, right?
Dramatically. The platform has shifted its Etsy ads budget calibration to rely on these exact individualized bidding structures. The paid algorithm uses your back-end data to decide who to show your ad to.
So if your data architecture is messy,
mm-hmm.
and you aren't using the new fields, What is actually happening to the money you put into Etsy ads?
Well, the paid algorithm gets confused by the lack of clear data blocks. Because it doesn't know exactly what specific variations you offer, it ends up pushing your ad spend toward low-intent, irrelevant search queries just to spend your daily budget.
Oh.
You will watch your pay-per-click costs absolutely skyrocket. But because the ads are being shown to people who aren't looking for your specific item, your actual conversions will tank.
That is brutal.
You are essentially paying top dollar to show your product to the wrong audience simply because the NLP couldn't accurately map your messy listing data.
So what does this all mean if a seller is sitting here right now thinking, you know, my traffic fell off a cliff last month? How do they diagnose the drop? Is it because they missed this personalization update, or did they fail the visual vibe score, or is the whole market just having a slow month?
Diagnosis requires zooming out before you react. The biggest mistake sellers make is panicking and blindly changing their titles and prices.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
The sources strongly advise checking broader platform trends first using analytics tools like eRank. If the overall Etsy platform is experiencing a massive dip in traffic, then you are likely just looking at seasonal shifts or macroeconomic factors.
Right, a rising tide lifts all boats and a receding tide lowers them all. You can't out-optimize a global slowdown.
Exactly. However, you must cross-reference that with your direct competitors. If the overall market is steady and your competitors are holding their normal sales volume, but your specific shop is dropping, the issue is internal.
It's on you.
Yeah, you are falling out of compliance. You are likely failing the algorithm's new NLP requirements by using messy text boxes, or you are failing the new visual search standards by having inconsistent, poorly tagged photos.
As a quick side note on recovery strategies, the sources also strongly emphasize the importance of leveraging external organic traffic to jumpstart a stalled shop.
Yes, very important.
Specifically, they point to having a connected Pinterest business account. Since Pinterest is literally a visual search engine, and Etsy's algorithm heavily rewards shops that drive their own outside traffic, it acts as an incredible organic growth accelerator while you fix your internal Etsy compliance.
It creates a feedback loop of positive data.
Exactly. Well, we have covered a massive amount of technical ground today, from the Gemini and Vertex AI integrations to the 20-photo rule, navigating the AI trap with semantic alt text, all the way down to NLP backend compliance and protecting your ad spend.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. If you are listening to this, you are probably ready to get to work on your shop. So let's synthesize the actionable marching orders extracted directly from the online seller's hub data.
Knowing the theory is only useful if you implement the structure, right?
Exactly. For the hands-on seller looking for an immediate DIY operational fix, the data points to the Etsy 20-photo SEO Mastery Guide. It's $14.88. It provides the exact step-by-step framework to properly map your semantic alt text.
Right.
It also includes that massive 1,000-plus mock-up bundle bonus we talked about, which is the operational shortcut to getting all 20 photos perfectly styled today without needing a professional camera.
Yeah, that's huge.
And it outlines the Pinterest strategy to kickstart that external traffic loop.
It is a highly efficient, standardized way to address the visual algorithm shift immediately.
But if you are listening to this and realizing your whole shop architecture might be fundamentally misaligned with these new Vertex AI and NLP updates. Like, if you are bleeding ad money and you just don't know where the leak is, the sources recommend their Etsy store audit service.
Yes.
This is an 18 to 24 page, done-for-you diagnostic report. They analyze your specific store, identify the exact conversion leaks, pinpoint the SEO gaps, and tell you precisely how to fix your back-end structure to regain compliance.
Because when you are deep inside your own business, it is very difficult to see the structural flaws.
It really is.
Having an objective, data-driven analysis is often the fastest route to recovering lost traffic.
Absolutely. Listen, the e-commerce market is not getting smaller, but it is absolutely getting smarter. The machine learning models have evolved. If you are still relying on mechanical keyword stuffing from 3 years ago and a single text box for personalization, you are basically using a flip phone in a smartphone world.
Yep.
Stop leaving free organic traffic on the table. Upgrade your visuals, structure your data, and claim your space in the new AI ecosystem.
You know, I think we should leave the listener with one final, perhaps slightly provocative thought to mull over regarding where this is all heading.
Okay, I like it.
We've spent this entire deep dive exploring how search algorithms are moving away from traditional text keywords and rapidly toward hyper-personalized visual curation, right? So what happens to your business model when the traditional search bar disappears completely?
Oh, wow.
Think about it. If the near future of e-commerce is an AI generating a fully customized, dynamic visual storefront for every single individual shopper, based purely on their aesthetic intent and past behavior, if your shop isn't fluently speaking the AI's visual language today, will your product even exist in the personalized storefronts of tomorrow?
If the smart camera can't read the muddy waters of your shop, you just turn invisible. Get your 20 photos right, get your mock-ups in place, and teach the AI exactly what you sell. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.